Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and in this edition, I'm delighted to have with me Alice Modrzewski, who is from Ontario, Canada, and she has a very interesting story that relates to the issue of miracles and coincidences. So we're going to be talking about that, as well as how people can actually achieve miracles in their physical and mental well-being. Alice, great to have you on the show. And I guess we dive in with your story about how we, in one way, came to connect, although it took us a while.
That's true. Thank you so much, Howard, for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And we met indirectly, unbeknownst to you, several years ago with a very interesting encounter that I actually had at a thrift store. So this dates back to, I want to say 10, 11, maybe even 12 years ago at this point. And I was in grade 12, figuring out what to do for the rest of my life at the ripe age of 17 or 18, not a clue of what the world has in store for me at that point in time. But I knew I wanted to do something to help people. I had a genuine passion to create change, to catalyze anybody to take action on their own health, and let it be empowered action as well. I just didn't understand which umbrella I would fall under yet. And so one of my favorite things continues to be to this day is actually going to a thrift store to hunt for books. I always find that there's no bias when you go to a thrift store, and sometimes you tend to find, you know, something more than what you're looking for, which is exactly the case about 10 or 12 years ago now. So I was at my favorite thrift store at the time, and I was in the book section. It was kind of a Tuesday afternoon, some random time in the week. And there was not too many people in the book section with me. And where the books were, they were up against one of the entire walls of the thrift store, which was made out of concrete. So scanning through the books, kind of seeing what draws my eye. And then within a few minutes, to the right of me, a book falls out of the bookshelf. And so there's nobody else around other than me. I'm the closest person to it, but I was far enough away where in my head, I couldn't rationalize me moving the book through what section that I was standing in. So I kind of look around and I'm just double checking to make sure that nobody, you know, moved it or touched it, because I've never had a book kind of jump out of a bookshelf, especially with a concrete wall behind it. And so something else that's been a kind of a leading role in my life, or I would say kind of a sign that I would see, is the number 7. I'm also born on the 7th, so it does kind of ring a little bit more significant for me. And as I'm looking at this book, there's a big fat 7 on it. And at this point in my head, and the reason why I was at the thrift store is I was looking for a book that would kind of spark or entice me to choose a career path for my future. And so I was very lost at the time. I had a few different things going on in my head, nothing of which were health and wellness related, in all honesty. I thought I was going to do something in architecture or astronomy. Those were kind of the two overarching themes at that point in time. And so seeing this book, seeing the big fat 7 on it, I was like, okay, I can take a hint. Maybe there's something in here for me. And so I walk up to the book, I pick it up, and I flip open to the first page. And on the first page, there's actually a personal message from Howard, and it's addressed to me. It says, "Alice, I hope that this book helps you in your journey. Keep up the great work. And so this note was literally written either in pencil or in pen by Howard. It was definitely not to me at the time, but somehow, and having a name like Alice, you don't really come across it too often either, kind of sent a chill down my spine. And this was one of the biggest first experiences that I had where I genuinely could not put a finger as to how these coincidences lined up so perfectly, how I managed to be there at that specific bookstore at the specific time where that book dropped, and so be it had my name in it. And so I'm reading this book, and I don't know what to do because at the time I had no inkling to go towards health and wellness. And so I was kind of stuck at a crossroads as to, is this the sign? You know, is this what I'm asking for since I'm here in this bookshop? I take a picture of the book. And so several years later, this was maybe a year or two ago, I am going through old pictures through my hard drive. I'm making a scrapbook for my grandmother. And I happened by the picture of Howard's note on in the book that he left. And so I was really curious and I looked up to see what the title of that book was because so many years went by, I had completely forgotten, but it only said a part of it in the picture that I took. And so I looked up the book and it was 7 Steps to Wellness and Weight Loss, which then, you know, a year or two ago, I was doing for about 8 years. And it was just a shock, honestly, to my system to realize that I went looking for a sign. A sign nearly hit me straight in the face, and I still decided to ignore it and then also continue to go on that path anyways. And so recently, this overwhelming thought just came to me of I had to reach out to you and let you know the story because several family and friends know this, especially after I found the message not too long ago. And I was like, oh my God, it did predict exactly what I am doing and what I have been doing for almost a decade. And so it was just this beautiful moment that there is something guiding me and potentially guiding all of us. And if we ask for something, be prepared to receive the answer because, you know, you have to be able to action the things that you're asking for. And so it's just led me down such a beautiful path of learning, of proactive healthcare, of being an empowerment coach and guide for people to really help them get and achieve their greatest goals in life because we're all worthy. You know, sometimes we might get caught in the crossfires, but as long as we have that determination, as long as we're empowered to be our best health advocate, you know, there's nothing that can stand in our way of creating miracles or coincidences or finding that path that is in fact meant for you.
Yeah, you know, that's great, Alice. And I could say, well, I make my books so they will fall out on people, but I could never have arranged one with your name in it that I'd already signed for somebody else, who fortunately sold it to the thrift shop, for that to happen. When I got your email, I was blown away by it too. I thought, you know, that's great. It's just awesome. And I don't know how much it actually guided you into wellness, but it sounded like it opened a door for you in terms of thinking about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And at the time, I had my own kind of, I wouldn't say battles, but I would say challenges with my health. And so I never saw myself as somebody that can guide others in terms of their health based off of my previous history. Not that it was, you know, terrible by any stretch, but I definitely had a different relationship with food once upon a time. And so I didn't feel well equipped to be that person for people. But you know, you never know what life has in store for you. And just because you don't think those things of yourself doesn't mean that you don't have those skills.
Correct, correct. And probably now, after years in the field, you realize that actually can be a positive attribute, that you've walked some of the walk to, that you're not just spouting off what you've learned in your various educational experiences, but you've walked the walk. You know what it's like, maybe not exactly to feel the same things as your patients, clients are, but you have some experience of that. And to me, that is really important. And I suspect you may have come across that in your practice too. A lot of times in the course of a long career, people, I was in the addiction field. Well, who are you to tell me about addiction, you know? And there is a little merit in that, actually. Not a whole lot, but there is some. And if that is the person's perception, whether it's accurate or not, if you can't meet that, you lose credibility, right? You lose that credibility. So having some health issues, I think actually, I personally would see that as a valuable asset going into the health and wellness field.
I see it now, and it helps me relate so much more to people. And it also lets everybody know we're all human. We all struggle. We go through different things at different times. And it's not about being perfect. It's about supporting each other. It's about accepting where it is that we're at and finding loving ways to move forward in our health. And it's never, I should or I need to. It's a, I get to and I love to.
Yes, that is exactly right. Well summed up, because as listeners to the show know, I've had numerous people on the show who were given fatal prognoses. And all of these people not only survived, they thrived. But the one thing they had in common was, I'm going to do everything I can to avoid this. And that to me, I think, is the really critical part. Not that somehow this is ordained for you, but you now take action, hopefully empowered by the notion, perhaps this is meant for me, you know. So I think that's really, really important. So after this experience, I know you took a photo of the book. How did your journey into wellness forward? You said that you were 17, 18 years old, still unsure of what you wanted to do. How did you actually end up going down the path you're now on?
Yeah, great question. So I was definitely lost for a couple of years, I would say. I was sticking to kind of things that I knew at the time, which was more service-based industry jobs. I was also working at a music school for a bit of time, and nothing felt in alignment when I was in these roles. It felt like I was just doing a job. It didn't feel like I was fulfilling my purpose, the one that I was really adamant about fulfilling. I really needed to feel like I was adding to society and that I was helpful in some sort of selfless way. And so after kind of navigating through a couple of jobs is when I stumbled across the Living Proof Institute. And I started there as a office manager. And it is a functional wellness clinic. So the scope is more so treating the, or I would say addressing the root cause of the problem, and sometimes even starting before the disease develops, and being more proactive about healthcare. And so being in the office manager role, I got to see transformation time and time and time again. And I came in with a very science-heavy mind, with a very science-driven focus of, well, where's the reviews for this? You know, where is the peer-reviewed articles? Like, how is this documented? What are the protocols? And it just opened my eyes to what is possible, that sometimes things go beyond traditional means, and it can very well work in tandem together to create the most optimal results for people. And so after I want to say about 3 years in this role, I decided to become a health and a life coach because I wanted to be a part of that change. I really loved connecting with people, being able to connect with people nationwide, even worldwide, to be completely honest, in a vast, kind of realm of people as well, in different walks of life, working with practitioners, healthcare providers, the everyday person. And really understand human needs through their perspective and through their map. And so Having had a bit of a health journey myself and definitely a weight journey myself, I felt like I finally didn't have that imposter syndrome and that I can actually talk through it through an experiential perspective, but also an educational perspective, as I still continue to learn through as well. And so, through just connecting with people and really seeing their problems and being able to work out easy ways that doesn't create a lot of friction in their life because nobody has time and people don't always have unlimited funds. So you need to keep things very concise, but also easy and fun. And it's all possible, and it all stems from your mindset and how you want to approach it. And so I started working, from home through COVID and the pandemic, which allowed me to just expand how many people I was able to see on a daily basis through Zoom and through calls. And I was able to be a part of a really amazing program that was able to help people release 20 to 30 pounds in about 10 weeks and keep it off. And that was just what the coolest thing about that was just their cherry on top of wins after they were done the 10 weeks. They completely were able often to reclaim their old lives, their old bodies, and their own old energy levels, which they haven't had since maybe their younger teens or early 20s. So it ended up becoming just this beautiful kind of slew of benefits, and weight loss ended up being something that didn't in fact matter to them as much towards the end.
That's really great, Alice. Thank you so much. We'll take a short break from our great sponsors. Then we'll be right back to talk more about the Living Proof Institute. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden. Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Miracle Within You. Today, I'm talking with Alice Modrzejewski. Sometimes I get that right, sometimes not too good. But Alice is very well known to me because my book fell on her, or sort of, one a few years ago in a Canadian thrift shop, and it had a big impact on her. The book's called 7 Steps to Wellness. It actually was one of the first books I wrote about that. It was about weight loss too. And the remarkable thing about it was that the book, I had written an inscription for the person who bought it, whose name was also Alice. So it was clearly meant for Alice to read and to think about, and she did. And here we are 10 years later, she's in that exact field. And just before the break, she mentioned the Living Proof Institute. So tell us a little bit more about that institute.
Yeah, so it's morphed throughout the years. It's a small business here, local to Ontario, more so local to Mississauga, Ontario, where we address the root cause of any sort of chronic or metabolic health issues that people may be having. And so often you get people who have gone through the traditional system and kind of fallen through the cracks. There was no known prognosis or diagnosis, but they still felt really off, even though all their lab markers would come back completely normal. And so they would oftentimes, it was kind of a 50-50 split. 50% of the time, people were really excited to start working together and finally being able to, make certain changes that they weren't able to make with their previous providers. But the other half of the time were very skeptic because they would come in, being like, I've done everything. I've went to every specialist. I've done every test. I've done X, Y, and Z. You name it, I've thrown myself at it. And so they were very hesitant, rightfully so. They were a little bit scared and they were definitely skeptical. And so it was, such a cool experience on my front to be able to be exposed to so many different kinds of people because we're all right. There is no one way or one script of doing something. But a quote that I think really, falls in line with what it is that we're speaking of and what you had mentioned a little bit earlier as well, Howard, is whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And so the first bit of the puzzle was always identifying the mindset because that creates the blueprint pretty much for everything else that we do in life. If we determine in our minds that we are going to fail before we even begin, guess what? Our body listens and it'll listen to everything it is that we are saying on a nervous system level, on a subconscious level, and it will, in fact, live out that reality that we tell ourselves. And so, first order of business was always to address the mindset portion. I feel like that was the biggest key in actually keeping long-term results with my clients that I was seeing. And then, of course, the physical aspects of it, the lifestyle changes, because so often of the time, 80% of our dis-ease or our dysregulation that we have in our body is due to lifestyle. Very simple, basic, oftentimes completely free habits that we can align to completely, enhance and optimize our circadian rhythms, which optimize everything else hormonally when it comes to our bodily functions. And so, kind of working on both pieces was really cool, the mindset piece and then also the physical piece. And the most amazing thing about it is that people were coming to me with, testimonials and results of things they never even thought to be thankful for or came in to fix. Like there was one woman in Vancouver that I was working with for a couple of years, and within the first round of her program, she completely got rid of her migraines that she's been suffering for 2 decades. And she's like, she didn't even mention her migraines to me. She just kind of gave up on the fact that they are going to be, they're just going to be a part of her life for the rest of her life. She came in for weight. And within, I think it was 4 weeks, she was like, I haven't had a migraine for the first time in 2 decades. So she was just through like over the moon with those results and would never have linked specific foods to a way that she was feeling physically. And I would just see that time and time and time again, persistent coughs completely gone, migraines completely gone, knee pains completely gone. People were able to flush out their lymphatic system for the very first time. So many things would clear up, not to mention their, a lot of their blood work markers as well. And so I'm sure there's tons of things that people even forget to mention to me because there's just not enough time to go through all of it. But the biggest win was always I finally love my body again. I feel like myself. I feel like I have the energy to keep up with my kids, with my aging parents, with, my business and my demands. And they were finally able to live out a fuller potential that they always had inside of them. But this narrative of, well, this is normal. As you age, you should feel worse and you should be breaking down and you should be, more negative or whatever have you that people feed you is not true. It can be true for their worlds, and that's completely on them. They can decide to live that way, but it doesn't need to be your narrative and your truth. So, it's been just honestly an honor to learn through so many different people and to see and to be convinced of it time and time again that you are capable of whatever you truly set your mind to.
Yeah, really, really well said, Alice. I'm very impressed that given you're about a decade into this career, even a little less, You understand this, all aspects of it. I was in, as a clinical psychologist, trained in, some of the best places for 10, 15 years, behavior change, when I realized nobody has talked to me about meeting people where they're at. Nobody's talking to me about assessing the mindset. Nobody's talked to me about how you communicate that to people, which is critical if you really want to help people, right? You can't just say, well, of course you need to do this, but no, you got to meet them where they're at. That mindset is huge. So I'm very impressed with how you presented what you do, because it now, many years later, it certainly resonates with me. I know that is a fact. That mindset is really critical. And there are ways of influencing people's mindset, which obviously you've learned to do and to engage them. And again, it's been said many times on this show, mostly by me, but hey, if you're told you've only got 3 months to live and you believe it, you're going to die in 3 months, right? But if you say, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, I'm absolutely not, I'm going to do everything I can, then your chances go way up. It's not perfect, it's not certain, but your chances of surviving beyond that period, maybe significantly beyond that period, go way up. So just fascinated to see how well you have picked that up at a relatively early stage in your career. I do know that from my research, Living Proof Institute, has a well-known functional medicine doctor involved, and obviously has set the right tone there in terms of you understanding, these factors and the difference between functional medicine trying to prevent disease rather than conventional medicine trying to do symptom relief.
Exactly. Why wait until you're sick to be healthy? Why not avoid it altogether to begin with and do those, maybe even micro habits every day, but let it start there and create health in your home. Learn about health so that nobody in your family needs to make any difficult decisions. You don't need to ever worry about, counting down the last 3 months or whatever your, reality is, you can take action today. You can take action any moment. You don't have to wait till a new year or, any sort of specific arbitrary time. Every single day is an opportunity that you can use. And that sounds a little bit, kind of daunting if you think about it, because it almost makes you feel like every day or every moment you should be thinking about your health, which I've definitely gone down that rabbit hole and it can feel like a full-time job. But grab the lowest hanging fruit. That is all you need to do. 1% better every single day.
Oh, absolutely. And people are actually very poor generally at compounding. You may have heard this story, this what is it? Test somebody's knowledge is, I'll give you $1 million now, or I'll give you a penny now, and I will double that amount every day. Which will you take? Oh, I'll take the $1 million now. Well, a penny doubled to $2 to 2 pennies to 4 to 8 over 31 days or 30 days comes out like $5 million. Most
Wow.
people, yeah, but most people just wouldn't think of it. They're very poor at compounding. Okay. So, okay, I've just done this one thing now. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is if you keep doing this for 5 years, you've reduced your risk of early mortality by 80%. That's a big deal, right? And I find that's difficult for people to appreciate their wins, appreciate their successes, and how important they are, right? And that's particularly important because the human brain, geared for survival, overvalues negative, threatening stuff and not positive stuff. So you're going to spend way longer thinking about the negative thing that happened rather than the positive thing you've done, right? And
100%.
so again, it's very easy for people to say, well, I only just did that. That's important. That's huge. You know,
It is.
you walk 3,000 steps more than you normally do, or whatever it is. Fantastic. Over time, that's going to make a massive difference.
Yeah, and you need to, exactly like you mentioned, you really need to anchor in those celebratory marks that you hit, because if you just keep going and not feeling that reward system internally, then it will feel like a never-ending cycle that you're constantly trying to kind of hamster wheel into. And a crucial last step of meeting up with my clients at the end of their programs was, how are you going to celebrate yourself? And I want this to be non-food related too, because so often, the number one thing is people will finish a program, they'll hit a goal, they'll, max out their personal best, and then they'll go and binge or gorge on, some indulgent food. And I don't want to villainize that, to each their complete own. But I always challenged my clients to say, how else can you celebrate yourself? How can you anchor in this moment where it's not food related? Maybe you treat yourself to a nice piece of jewelry. Maybe it's something that you can invest, like a piece of art that you get to look at every day, and it reminds you of the goal that you've achieved and the prize that you've been able to give yourself, internally and externally. My personal favorite is reinvesting in healthcare tools. I'm a junkie for those things now, and so that always gets me motivated to get my goals and reach them as well. So celebration should not be overlooked. It is a key factor to help you keep going and keep you anchored into those goals.
Absolutely. Well said. We'll take another short break from our sponsors and then we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I've been talking with Alice Madrajewski, who tells her experience about how she got to know me 10 years ago when one of my books fell on the floor in front of her. And happened to be, there happened to be, I'd obviously signed the book to somebody, and her name also happened to be Alice. And being of that sort of mind, Alice thought, this is a sign for me. And given what she has told me, what she has done in the last 8 or 9 years in the wellness field, I'm really, that made writing the book worthwhile, really, seriously. It's incredible. Now you talk about, being in Ontario and kind of locally based, but the Living Proof Institute and you do things, it's all virtual, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's 100% virtual practice. And I've had the pleasure of working with people, all throughout Canada, the US as well, but we're not limited. I've also spoken to people in Europe, Australia, New Zealand. So thankfully, the internet is so amazing at connecting us to anybody basically with an internet connection.
Yeah, that's great. So, and Living Proof, thelivingproofinstitute.com is the website, correct?
Yes, that's
The
correct.
Living Proof Institute, yeah, dot com. So you can reach out there, and it's got opportunities to find out more about what you might be interested in, who you can talk to, et cetera, et cetera. And you talked about weight loss, but obviously that's just part of lifestyle. Of getting a healthier lifestyle, getting your body healthier. And I presume you address all sorts of medical issues, probably a lot of time after people have not found success in the conventional healthcare system. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. And we definitely like to work closely with anybody that comes in with their medical professionals as well. Since we don't do full scope, it is very much more functionally based. So there is work in tandem that we do. And but it's been amazing. It's worked much faster oftentimes to relieve, let's say, hypertension or increase in blood sugar levels and create more normalized markers in their blood work that they first initially come in with. And even doctors are like, what the heck are you doing? How did you get these results? Like, whatever it is, show me, tell me, because I need this in my life as well. So that was a
Oh, wow.
huge kind of, go ahead and thumbs up that we're doing something right and we're doing things in an unconventional way, but it's working with your body's natural biology. And really utilizing and optimizing certain windows of time that your body appreciates different things more than it does others. For instance, blue light. So, kind of giving education and letting people know that blue light is not to be villainized. Get lots of it first thing in the morning, but the same effects that it has on you in the morning, it has on you at night, which is not as beneficial. And so there's so many different things that you're able to tap into just by understanding your own biology.
Yes. And, functional medicine has made a lot of progress over the last 2 or 3 decades. There's no question about it. And it does fill I personally believe it does fill that space where, for the most part, conventional medical care is about symptom relief. It is not about fixing the problem. Whereas functional medicine is addressing that and using natural resources. Like your body, not drugs, not medications, not this, just not using your body to heal itself. Because your body is probably the best healing we've got, right?
Your body is beyond accurate. Like it's accurate 99.99, like carry the nine as long as you possibly can. And I don't know anything else that is as accurate as our body is, so long as we treat it right, so long as we, put it in the right conditions as best as we can, as often as we can. But I don't know about you. I've never written and passed every single test and quiz and anything that's been handed to me at a 99.9% success rate. So our bodies are brilliant. They know exactly what it is that they're doing. And if something isn't working, then that means there might need to be some tweak that you need to make to your lifestyle, to your diet, maybe even to your mindset. And those things are completely in your control to do. I've always been a big proponent of empowering others and leaving you feeling empowered that you could take on your own health with, of course, support from other people as you fit, as you need, and as you see fit. But knowing that you have all the power within your hands and nobody knows your body as well as you do. So get to know your intuition, sit in that silence and listen to yourself. So many answers come from there.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said, Alice. You're so right. People don't understand that. And again, conventional medicine sort of works against that. It's like the fix is external. And that's really what conventional medicine is. The fix is external, meds or surgery. Functional medicine is the fix is internal, mindset and your natural body, right?
A
That's what
hundred
it comes
percent.
down to. And, and there are clearly times where conventional medicine is valuable. But one of the things that concerns me, and I'm sure you too, about a lot of medications, they alter the body's function, the body's natural function.
Yeah, and and oftentimes too, and the biggest kind of issue that I can have with it sometimes is it just band-aids the situation. It doesn't actually start healing the wound. It just places a new kind of gauze or a new band-aid, and so your body is still fighting that scar, and your body is still inflamed from trying to, kind of heal that wound, but you're not actually addressing it. And so your body is in this continuous fight mode where it has to keep on, your immune system has to keep on running. You have to continuously focus on the pain and focus on bringing it down rather than focusing on regeneration or detoxification or healing. So that's the one issue I would say I have, and not to mention some of the side effects that a medication can have sometimes where it throws another system out of whack. So then you need another, medication or something outside of yourself to continuously keep those things at bay. And for some people, it can snowball. Some people can stay there and, and live a very happy, fulfilled life, from their diagnosis. But some people want more than that. Some people want to be free from medication. They want to understand their body's rhythms.
Right. And one of the problems is dependence on those medications, right? They take over your body's function. You stop, the body doesn't immediately take over, and you're feeling awful. You're back on the meds again. It's difficult to come off them because they've kind of hijacked the body's natural process, and it takes a while for that to get back in. Yeah, so there's some serious concerns about the conventional medical approach. And I do agree that a more functional medicine approach, which looks at how the body itself is functioning and what the body itself can do and what you, who own the body, can do. Maybe the body owns you, but what you can do, right, to maximize the body, that is your best healer for sure. And I think that's really, really important. I have to tell you, listeners, that when Alice told me that the experience with the book, and I thought, I got to get her on the show, I did not expect her, I'll have to be honest with you, I did not expect her to be this expert in healing and functional medicine. Yeah, I know she's got years to go, but from where she is, at the stage in her career, what she has said and how she has said it, I think I 100% agree with after a much longer career in this field. And I'm really pleased you reached out to me to tell me about the book incident, because you are clearly helping people the right way. You're clearly
Thank
helping
you.
people the right way. And I know that must be very fulfilling for you, which is ties back to, 10 years ago when you were wondering as a teenager what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. And you'll be doing this for the rest of your life, because I'm sure it's very meaningful, very satisfying, and you're seeing the results you're getting. So, really excellent, excellent. So Alice is in Wonderland, well, sort of.
I like to be most of
Yes.
the time.
Well,
Thank you.
I think that's true. I think that also has a part to play in your ability to see things clearly, is that you do seem to be a very creative, open-minded person and thinks about these things rather than just accepts anything that anyone says to her. So I think that is a big asset that you have. And I think that's great. So keep up the wonderful work is what I'm going to encourage you to do. Keep up the wonderful work. I think you're on the right path. I think you understand a lot about how this works. And we need people like you to provide these resources and have them available. Fortunately, now with virtual interaction, they are available to pretty much anyone who wants them. So, yes, if you're listening to this and you have any sort of health issue that hasn't been really well managed or treated through a conventional system, and you're concerned about that, I would really encourage you to reach out to Alice and her colleagues at the Living Proof Institute in Ontario, Canada, and get an insight from them about what is going on. And my experiences of people who had wonderful recoveries was exactly that. They just weren't getting anywhere with conventional medicine, but they didn't give up, and they reached out, and then they engaged, and then they got cured. So really, really valuable contribution today, Alice. Thank you. Thank you so much for being
Thank
on the
you.
show.
Yes, thank you, Howard. Thank you for all of your wonderful and sweet words. It's such a pleasure to connect with you in the flesh this time, not through a book flying. Much nicer this way. And to anybody that's listening, like, bet on yourself. Do not silence that little voice. If you feel like you're meant for better, you don't want to settle for a certain place or a certain feeling. Never settle in your life. You deserve all the health that you desire secretly or maybe unsecretly, and there's always a way. Even if you've tried everything, I bet you there's still one other thing that we can try. So just everybody that is taking care of themselves every single day, continue to do so. Your body is loving you for it, and give yourself grace.
Great words. Great way to end the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.